The conditions weren't only discovered at Corpus Christi. Other state schools had their own abuse and neglect problems. Lawmakers wrote new state laws, and the U.S. Department of Justice decided to review how the schools were run. Eventually, they settled with the feds on baseline facility standards. Now, a year later, the Department of Aging and Disability Services, or DADS, has hired new staff and implemented new documentation and supervision procedures. When DADS Assistant Commissioner Chris Adams met with state lawmakers, he highlighted a new video surveillance program to monitor staff and client behavior.
We generally will have, depending on the size of the facility, either two or three staff members on duty in the monitoring location that is a secure location and uninterrupted 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The new monitoring system is one of several measures required for the state to meet a five-year deadline on the federal settlement, a deadline Deputy Attorney General David Morales says should be met quickly.
When we discussed this last year, I mean, that was a big bone of contention. Is this going to be a never-ending consent decree that is going to go on for years and years? That is not certainly in the state of Texas' best interest. It's certainly not in DOJ's best interest either.
Preston King isn't so sure any of this is in his best interest. King had received state services through DADS for his son Jonathan years ago. Then one day, an inspector made an unannounced home visit, as prescribed in the new state law, to check on Jonathan's welfare. King didn't let him in. Then he heard from his contracted service provider and said DADS was threatening to kick them off the state-approved provider list.
They were going to shut them down because I did not let him in my house. So I called her. I called her up, and I confronted her with it. And she said, well, sir, you wouldn't let them in. I said, well, it was a bad time. She goes, you can never tell them no, ever.
King called unannounced visits too intrusive, and he told Dripping Springs Democrat Patrick Rose, who wrote the accountability bill, that he's dropped his dad's services so he won't have to deal with any more visits. Rose says the additional scrutiny, including unannounced visits, is essential to keeping everyone in state care safe. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.